right, saints, here we go with another message from the Word of God. Wanted to take this occasion to say God bless you and thank you to all of you who are praying for the fruitfulness of this ministry outreach and supporting. In Jesus' name, amen. Having a discussion with a man, and it's absolutely been very common lately where we see so many antichrists who are denying that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. If you don't believe the record, 1 John 5:10-11, of his Son, the Word of God himself, Jesus Christ, and all that the Bible says about him, some of which we're going to scratch the surface of exploring in this message. The text version is going to be much richer and more thorough as usual. You can look up Jesus Christ is God, if you will, on safeguardyoursoul.com. So the Bible tells us that Jesus would be, before he came, 700 years before, the prophet Isaiah said that he would be born of a virgin and his name would be what? Emmanuel, which means God with us. We see the fulfillment of this prophecy 700 years later in Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child. That's specifically the fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14. A virgin shall conceive. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but that's not all. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Say it out loud with me. God with us. Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of prophecy, the Messiah was going to be God with us. In fact, the verse I love to use in this type of conversation when someone doubts that Jesus Christ is God, I've memorized several of them. One of them, most poignantly, I like to use is 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifest in the flesh. Now, that wasn't the Father or the Holy Ghost. That was Jesus Christ. So if you don't believe the record of Scripture that Jesus Christ is Emmanuel or God with us, you are an antichrist. Notice 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. And notice, those who deny that Jesus is the Christ are antichrist. 1 John 2:22. We know that Christ, as we just reviewed out of Isaiah 7:14 and the fulfillment in Matthew 1:23, was going to and now is and has been from all eternity past God, who is now with us. The Word was made flesh, the Scripture says in John 1, and dwelt among us. Also again, 1 Timothy 3:16, God, yes, God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God, which the Bible foretold the Messiah would be. He would be Emmanuel, God with us. We're talking about in this message that Jesus Christ is God. The divinity of Jesus Christ is irrefutable. What the Bible says concerning Jesus Christ as Almighty God, again, Emmanuel, God with us, born of a virgin, impregnated, the virgin was, by the Heavenly Father, God Almighty, and he had the blood of God in his veins, Acts 20:28, which would later and finally be poured out for the sins of the world on the altar of the cross. We are saved and forgiven of our sins and redeemed and have salvation by the blood of his cross, because that blood was the blood of heaven, the blood of God. It was uncontaminated, and that's why he had to be born of a virgin of a perfect Father, which is God Almighty. Because after Adam and Eve sinned and the blood was contaminated, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the blood of men, mere sinful men thereafter, was contaminated. So Jesus had to be perfect and God. And the blood in his veins was the blood of God. Jesus Christ is God. David called him God, Matthew 22. Isaiah called him God, Isaiah 7:14 and 9:6. Jeremiah called him God, Jeremiah 23:5-6. Matthew called him God, Matthew 1:23. Christ called himself God, John 5:17-18, 8:58-59, 10:30-33, Revelation 1:8. He said he is the Almighty. Jesus did. Another strong verse to memorize, Revelation 1:8. This topic is going to come up, and you're going to have to defend the faith. So it's very important that we prepare. We're ready to answer any question that comes up about the gospel and the person of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Be ready, therefore, to answer every question that comes to you about the Lord. Here it is. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And that's what you're doing when you study His Word. And be ready always, always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Also, the angels called Jesus God. Luke 2:11. John called Him God. 1 John 3:16 and 5:20. The blind man called Him God. John 9:35-38. Thomas called Him God, my Lord and my God, John 20:28. Peter called Jesus Christ God, Acts 10:34-36. Paul called Him God several times, Acts 20:28, Philippians 2:5-6, 1 Timothy 3:16, Titus 2:13, etc. And also, God the Father called Jesus God, Hebrews 1:8-10. Again, don't forget, and I'm going to repeat it for effect so that you hear it, and we learn by repetition and association. Emmanuel, that's what Jesus is and was when He came. Emmanuel, which means God with us, Matthew 1:23. So, John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 10, and 14. In the beginning was the Word, that's Jesus Christ, capital W. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Say it with me out loud. The Word was God. All things were made by Him. He's the creator of all that is, and sustainer, Colossians 1, 16 and 17. And without Him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. And in verse 14, John 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. All from chapter 1 of the book of John. Contrary to what false religions teach and false teachers, Jesus Christ was not a man becoming God or just a God among other gods. No, He is the one true God, the only God, the Almighty, Revelation 1:8, who became man to redeem man. What a blessing. Jesus was born in the flesh via a virgin to atone for the sins of fallen mankind. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, not some, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. What a blessing. And then again, verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. J. Oswald Chambers said this, the deity of Christ is the key doctrine of the Scriptures. Rejected, and the Bible becomes a jumble of words without any unifying theme. Accepted, and the Bible becomes an intelligible and ordered revelation of God in the person of Jesus Christ. J. Oswald Chambers. Of Christ distinctly, Colossians 1 reveals that Jesus Christ is the creator and divine sustainer of all that exists. Listen to Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For by Him, Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. I want to highly recommend that you memorize that portion of this verse. All things were created by Him, Jesus Christ, and for Him, Colossians 1, 16, and verse 17, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, that means are held together in His universe that He made. Jesus Christ Himself is equal with God, quote unquote, because He is God. Notice John 5:18. Therefore, the Jews sought to kill Him because He said also that God was His Father. They knew exactly what He was talking about, making Himself equal with God. And that's why they wanted to kill Him, because He told them them that he is God, and they refuse to believe that he was the fulfillment of their own scriptures. Notice John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, quote, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And notice Jesus is speaking many years after that Abraham had been on the earth. So how many years were there between Abraham and when Jesus was born in the flesh on the earth? Remember, Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am, or I existed. So how many generations after Abraham was Jesus? And you'll see why the Pharisees, the heretics named the Pharisees, were befuddled when Jesus said that before Abraham existed, he existed. He has no beginning or ending, Revelation 1:8. Notice how many generations after Abraham did Jesus appear on the earth, born of a virgin. In Matthew's gospel, there are 41 generations from Abraham to Jesus. And Matthew demonstrated that there were 14 generations, see Matthew 1:17, from Abraham to David. And from David to Josiah, from Josiah to Jesus. All right, now how many years was it between Jesus and Abraham, or Abraham and then came Jesus in the flesh? It was approximately 4,000 years. So you can imagine why the Pharisees, who knew their scriptures, the Jewish scriptures of the Old Testament very well, were utterly befuddled when Jesus said that he existed before Abraham, and that's because he's God Almighty. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 tells us that Jesus had no beginning and no ending. Notice Revelation chapter 1. Let's read that verse. Verse 8. You want to memorize this. Jesus calls himself the Almighty here. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He's the beginning and the ending. He's the Almighty God. Notice John chapter 10, verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Notice Jesus, more than once, claimed to be God. To say that before Abraham was, I am, is saying, I am God. And the Bible tells us that his goings would be from everlasting in the book of Micah chapter 5, verse 2, I believe it is. So Jesus was foretold to be one who was from everlasting, another reference to his godhood, his divinity. And so the Jews wanted to stone him for what they claimed was blasphemy because he maketh thyself God. That's John 10:33. So Jesus claimed and declared that he is God Almighty. The divinity of Jesus Christ is an essential cornerstone doctrine of the Christian faith, without which no man can be saved. In other words, you have to believe that Jesus Christ is God, or you've denied God's record of his son. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. The record that God gave of his son is from Genesis to Revelation. And therein we see that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. In fact, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, it says, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Revelation 1:8, again, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. 1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Who? The Father, the Word, that's Jesus Christ, bearing witness as one member of the Godhead, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. That is, they are three distinct divine persons in the Godhead, and they are one in substance and unity. That's 1 John 5:7 again, and I don't mind repeating verses because we learn by repetition and association. God was manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. How about Philippians 2:5-6? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Why? Because he is God. He is equal with God because because he is God. John 20:28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Amen. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. There it is again, another reference to the divinity of Jesus Christ. John 16:28. I came forth, Jesus said, from the Father, and have come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. So he was going to go back where he had dwelt for all eternity at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is both God and man. And why do we ignore such scriptures on deity? The scripture says he is worshipped. Matthew 2:2 and verse 11, etc. Several references where Jesus Christ is worshipped as God, because that's who he is. And that's how who he has always been and always will be. He is prayed to, Acts 7:59. Stephen prayed to Jesus. Also, 1 Corinthians 1:1-2. Also, he was called the Son of God. Mark 1:1. The Son of God, meaning coming from God. He was God's Messiah, the Emmanuel, God with us, part of the Godhead, the Son of God, and God Almighty, the Almighty Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh to save mankind. He is sinless. Hebrews 4:15 and 7:26. Also, 1 Peter 2:22. He knew all things. John 21:17. Jesus gives eternal life, he said. How could he do that if he wasn't God? John 10:28. The fullness of the deity dwells in Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:9. He existed before the world was, as we just read in John 17:5. He is called God the Word in John 1 and also Revelation 19:13. Jesus Christ is called the first and the last, Revelation 2:8 and 22:12. Christ is not from the world, but from above, John 8:23. Jesus pre-existed in heaven, where he was before he came down, John 6:62. He appeared to Abraham, John 8:56, and Genesis 18:1. That was Jesus Christ, one of the pre-incarnate appearances of him to Abraham in Genesis 18:1. Also, John 1:10. He created or made all that exists. That's John 1:10. He is called God in Philippians 2:5-6, verse 73:16, John 20:28, Hebrews 1:8, etc. The Old Testament scriptures from the Jewish writers under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost told us that the Messiah would be God Almighty and Emmanuel with us. He would be the everlasting Father. He would be God with us, the mighty God, quote unquote, Isaiah 9:6. He would be the mighty God. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is called eternal, or the one, as I mentioned earlier, who is from everlasting. He has no beginning or ending. Micah 5:2. The Messiah is called the anointed of God, or anointed God, in Psalm 45:7. The Messiah will come walking on a highway in the desert, Isaiah 40:3. David calls Messiah his Lord or his God, Psalm 110:1. Now, as we come in for a close, saints, God came to the earth to rescue mankind from certain destruction, and he had to, as I mentioned earlier, by necessity, to fulfill the requirements to pay for the sins of the world. He had to have the blood of God in his veins, and he sure did, and that's why he was and had to be born of a virgin. The divinity of Jesus Christ, the fact, the truth that he is and always has been God Almighty, could not be more at the center of the gospel and the foundations of Christology, or the study of Christ. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, we ask you to sanctify our lives, O God. Open the eyes of our understanding. Wash away our sins afresh through his precious blood as he reigns at your right hand. Now, having shed his blood so that we can come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, and be washed afresh as we confess any and all sins, you're faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, teach us thy ways, Lord, and confirm through your truth and by your Holy Ghost in every one of your disciples that Jesus Christ is creator, he's maker, he's sustainer of all life, and he is God Almighty. And by him, and only by him, were all things made as is revealed in your word. We pray that you would reveal the full record of the testimony of heaven of this blessed Savior and Lord to our hearts, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.